KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions has died. According to a family statement released this morning, advocate Ronnie de Kock succumbed to an aggressive form of brain cancer at a Johannesburg hospital last night. De Kock was the first black person to be appointed as an attorney general in 1999. He's also a founding member of the National Association of Democratic Lawyers. De Kock was appointed by President Ramaphosa as Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions in June 2020, a position he held until his passing. His family says he served the country with integrity, dedication and humility. And a ward councillor in Pietermaritzburg says she's concerned about ongoing sewage spills that are compromising the health of residents. It's understood sanitation pipes covered in vegetation in areas including Northdale and Riverside are preventing sewer teams from conducting maintenance. Councillor Renisha Singh says it's been an issue for years, causing blockages and spills that overflow onto the residents' premises.
It's actually depriving them of quality of life. I mean, they pay exorbitant rates, but they can't even step into their backyard with stench that's coming from these sewer overflows. And many of them have actually fallen ill. There's a few residents that have actually got and produced doctor's notes to say, you know, that the immune systems are actually being compromised.
She's requested Msunduzi Municipality, who've since created a war room to tackle service delivery, to resolve the matter. And abroad, at least 10 people have died at a Turkish ski resort after a fire erupted. The blaze at Grand Kartal Hotel in Bolu is believed to have started inside the restaurant this morning. Local media said 234 people were staying at the hotel, with 32 suffering injuries. And finally, South Africa's reached 300 consecutive days without load shedding. Eskom says the success is due to implementing its generation recovery plan. The power utility says having no blackouts has led to savings in diesel expenditure of over 16 billion rand. Spokesperson Daphne Mokoena.
This concrete and ongoing delivery of the action plan has boosted business confidence with credit rating agencies and banks, stating Eskom's performance recovery as key contributor towards positive sentiments as far as South Africa's GDP growth prospects of up to 2% are concerned.
The top story, the Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions has died. Advocate Rodney de Kock succumbed to brain cancer at a Johannesburg hospital last night. Find more news at ecr.co.za. In for Natarna Dessen, I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.